Yes, sir, but now he's not going to tell them what the plan is, but to hold their hand a little bit and give them a general picture of what the situation is.
Could I suggest this, send a person to the district and I initiated my written instructions, my handwritten instructions to you. I want you to tell the president that I personally studied this proposal. Great. And have concluded that it is the best interest to stop me alive. It's the best interest to stop me alive. That the proposal be accepted. And you must also talk, if you're talking the strongest terms, that for four years as president, and during all the years I've been out of office, there has been no American public figure that has more consistently stood up for South Vietnam.
Before the election, I'm not so sure.
Well,
It would have to be an awfully neat abided by arrangement.
Well, you could put it basically that you might say, I pretty much, we'll strike it before any motion.
See, I think it's far better for you when you make your announcement to make it very short.
Oh.
And very, very much like the chairman thing, which.
I announce this, I want to thank you, those that have served. Pay my tribute to those, particularly to those to the Mexican, those who died, given their lives, to the relatives of those who have POWs in my days, and to the American people.
And if there's still much to be done to have this thing succeed,
yes,
and you intend to do all that's necessary.
Do what is necessary. Good night. Well, I think it should be very brief. I can do it, I think, maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
Yes, sir. Well, maybe 10 at the outside.
No, no, I'm not going to do 10 minutes. No, you see, the trouble is, I know it'll come out it'll be one of those gobbledygook things about this. I'm not going to go into any details. I'm not going to do it. That should be done.
We can fill the esoteric.
I just want to say that we have reason that there will be a, that is on plan. We have reached agreement with the North Good to be able to complete the group of two. On plan, there will be a ceasefire. The agreement provides for all prisoners of war, that all MIA to be conference and so forth. The agreement provides for replacement, where the government of South Vietnam to stay in and to work out that. The agreement provides for continued military assistance for the government of South Vietnam in terms of replacing them.
I'd be happy to
hear that. But I want to thank the American people. This is and we must the longest, most difficult war in history. Thank the American community. I want to thank the American people to support us. I want to thank those who have served. I want to express their gratitude to the nation, to the next of kin of those who have given their lives. Thanks to those who are always rebellious, and finally to all the American people who have resisted the call of those who wanted us to attend with honor. You have made it possible for the United States to get this war with honor. That's the way it's deducted. That can be said in 4 minutes. See?
Yes, sir.
It's much better out than 10 minutes of gobbledygook.
No, I think briefer, just the fairness, and that. And with a threat of determination, and if by God, if they break it, not to say it directly.
Just one sentence.
That's right.
Just one sentence. It is our intention to see that this agreement on our side. We intend to keep this agreement, and it is our intention to. We expect the other side to do so, and we shall take what action is necessary to see that the agreement is kept. So,
that takes care of the.
I can't
wait to end the
office. Take it.
Well, he may. He just may, because this is politically, it's a solid plus.
Hell of a thing for him politically. The more I think about it politically, he reads that and he's smart enough. Now he'll screw that thing up beyond belief. He's going to be president. He's going to have things. He's going to be paid in Vietnam. He's going to have military assistance. He's going to have economic assistance. And here are these assholes in the country. BC.
If he can't handle them, there's something wrong. He knows these guys are at the end of their limit, or they wouldn't have given him those political terms.
Now, basically, what this really is a settlement of the military issues. Without a settlement of the political issues,
exactly.
You know that's what it is.
Exactly.
Nothing but a thing. And I told Ziegler, I said, don't knock down the idea that we're going to try to force a coalition government. Not these jackasses like Rather.
Some bastard put that out yesterday, and that just.
That's it. Yeah. But you see the point of it, though? If they put that out, and we don't have it.
Exactly. I want them to think we're going to sell the whole goddamn farm.
That's right. That's right. We're going to force you to have a coalition government. Exactly. You see, that's the one point we've got to hammer. This is no coalition. We refuse a coalition government. So this is.
After we have it. But not now, because it deprives them of all that clout.
At this point, just let them all gas around and jackass off and whatever they do in the city.
They're all We've been out there.
The whole thing, yeah, we're being the damn New York Times.
Now we've got so much disagreement.
You are teasing all the copies now.
Yes, sir.
I don't want a giant copy.
They're not even allowed out of my office.
Don't let the copies out to anybody. I don't want a copy. I don't say, I don't carry it around. I even, you know, I even get the details. The details are wrong. That's your job, and you should fix the details. The most important thing is to keep that agreement here. Don't let it leak.
Well, I think we'll know tomorrow.
It's not a problem.
And if, even if it...
Maybe it's another way. But it's, frankly, I'm relaxed about it. If he delays, we can, then he just has to tell, he'll have to go to the FDA, I suppose. Just tell the director, I'm sorry, we can't do it, but we'll make the deal the day after the election. Very. And then tell him, but you must keep it. If you don't keep it, we will go on after the election. That's the way I look at it. We'll make this deal after the election, but if you don't keep it, we'll go on after the election. Now, there it is, John. President keeps his word. Both ways. You know, what do you think, you know, on that trade agreement thing? As I was saying, Rogers, normal circumstances. You were keeping Rogers in the farm. Well, Sullivan's probably keeping the farm, so.
No, I'm keeping the farm.
You call him?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's well abreast. I haven't given him this one yet. I always come to you first.
I've had somebody, I simply say, talk to the person you want, you know, you read a message. But it's tough. You say it's tough going. He thinks some progress has been made. But I sent a message of reassurance to you to use if he thought it would be helpful in getting his agreement. How's that sound?
Good.
Then I sent a personal message of reassurance.
Now we've got, I'm told, defense to give us a few more goodies to sweeten the military pot on certain
like
types of aircraft. Henry
said that the night before the ceasefire, well, you mean they could be replacements?
Replacements, but to do it in this package that we have for airlift in, which we won't make the decision to do until Pugh agrees, and that would be tomorrow. But there's a man.
Until airlift it in, is there a period of time you can airlift in without airlift new stuff in? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. We'd have, we'd have.
One replacement now. Can we replace the props with the jets?
I don't think so. Not fair. Not fair. But we have enough ready to go in quickly. We have enough to go in there before the ceasefire takes place.
Jets? Now you're talking about, do they have any jets and stuff?
No, we have to give them these A-30, F-5s.
Because they are not hurting. They're not as good as the jets that aren't being used in the world.
There's some that say...
Well, as a matter of fact, what the hell is the difference? They aren't giving these starting the jet war and the rest of them. No, they're not going to do that.
I don't think...
The Russians aren't going to let them do it.
They buy this package, they're just not going to start again for a long, long time.
Yeah, they might start to do it. They wait till I get out of this place.
That's right.
And they'll start. Don't you think so?
I'm sure. I don't think it's going to give up, but...
But as long as I'm around, they're always at the deadly fear, I think. And I just might say that.
And we can start...
See, that's the beauty of having somebody in office who doesn't have to face the fact of running for re-election, because I can just...
That's exactly right. And also, we start giving them that aid, they'll get used to the bucks and getting the place filled up, and not going to throw that away lightly after this 20-year slaughter of their people. Once we can get the thing stopped and get the benefits of peace understood and accepted, it'll be, as Henry says, like the Soviet Union in the end of World War II. They just couldn't take on another thought of crisis. They backed away every time they were challenged through the 40s and 50s, late 40s and
50s. The first one he had was Eisenhower. But you know, whatever it was, it's every place. If we just stood up tough, they said, no, I'm not going to fight. They wouldn't have taken
it. I think Hanoi is going to have that same problem. But I think, you know, we've just got everything working for us here, and this is going to work out now.
Right.
Either before the election or just after.
Well,
it's going to happen.
We'll figure it out before the election, as best we can.
Be great.
I think it would, in a sense, because I don't know if
basis. If you settle this thing, then that would be solid. It can't be otherwise. Because now, over time, and if difficulties develop as they will, then it would get a little more of a mixed bag, but the initial 2 weeks of this thing would be just total solid approval.
Couldn't be otherwise. There is some shooting killing again.
Couldn't be otherwise.
If it isn't our guys.
This will be the miracle of your 4 years. You've done everything you've set out to do.
We ought to chew on this stuff, okay? We pass it on the bill. And also, would you tell him that I thought he did a superb job on the business thing?